Shalom aleichem, sweetest friend. This year should be a special schutz for Rav Naron Nimrod Shichu Linishmas. Gemara's Esther Bas Reb Shmuel, schutz chayach Reb Feger Bas Michal Dispasia, and Ari Yehuda Ben Odaya Peretz. The Shulchan Aruch. In Simon Kuf Nun Cheses Kshevo Lecho Pas Shemavarchem Olav Hamotzi, so you have to do Netilas Yadayim. So we're going to be discussing the meaning of Netilas Yadayim, it's Netilas Yadayim, based on the Torah of Moreno Rabbeinu Hagaon of Nasan Zatzal. What would be the din when a person's coming to, when a person eats without Netilas Yadayim? Is that a Bittul Mitzvah de Rabbanan? Or is it a maisa iser? Is he just being mevatel a mitzvah, or is he doing an iser? And the suffix is if until sidaim is together mitzvah seseh de rabbanan to wash his hands before he eats, or there's an iser de rabbanan to eat before he washes his hands. And the nafkamina will be the inyan oinein. It's an oinein mutter to eat without netila sidaim. It's in the Shulchan Aruch Shin Mem Aleph that an oinein, someone who's waiting for the funeral of a relative, a close relative, doesn't say hamotzi and doesn't bench. However, we see in the Tshuvas Chacham Tzvi and Siman Aleph that an oinein is pater only from mitzvah saseh, but in an oinein vas haras, of course, there's no difference between an oinein and anybody else. So if we say netilas yadayim is only a mitzvah, if so, an oinein is pater from netilas yadayim like he's pater from hamotzi. But if there's an iser to eat without netilas yadayim, so an oinein would be chayiv, because an oinein isn't nifka miyisulim. Now, Netilas Yadayim is definitely b'gedar mitzvah, like we see the Kaman, B'tur, B'Shulchan Aruch, Siman Yud Aleph, Shemavarech Al Asher Kedesh Hanitzot Tzivana, but the suffix is it only a mitzvah, or is it also an iser? And the Tshuvas Mutzal Me'esh, in Chelek Beis, in Siman Chaf Beis, he writes, B'din Oinein Shupato Me'hamoitzi, when Bil Kas Hamazayin, V'lo Nizbarer Im Tzorich Netilas Yadayim, O Pater Gamkein, V'nilan Yustaiti, the Kevin Shalo Purash, Tzorch Netilas Yadayim came in the Milsa di Yisura de lo patur el mitzvahs essay. So he says that he is a suffek, and he says that it's an iser, and therefore you're not allowed to eat without Netilas Yadayim. In the Sefer Knesset HaKadoyle, he's mistapik if an einin should be noitel yadav lecho lechem, v'im notel im yavarech alo yavarech. In the Sefer Birkei Yosef, in the Yeridei and Shem Memalef, I say he writes, shemetchila haya pshitolei, that an einin is chayiv in Netilas Yadayim, because it's a gzera, like in the Rambam, since there's a gzera that you do Netilas Yadayim for chulin, so that you don't come to eat truma with that Netilas Yadayim. And since it's a gzera de rabbonon, vade de chayav gam oinein, kamo shekosev achochem tzvi, sheba oin shem vahasaras gam oinein chayav. So since it's a gzera de rabbonon, an oinein is chayav, because an oin shem in hasaras, an oinein is also chayav. He brings for the mutzal me'esh, from the Knesset HaGedolah, Shestapku b'zeh l'fumriyata boru d'chayev miu harav. He writes, Mate Yosef b'chelik beiz, simen yudches, writes, Sheyesh b'tilas yadayim shnei to'amim. U'mikol mokoim nire she ha'oinein yitol yodov v'lo yivorech. That the tilas yadayim has two reasons. Nevertheless, an oinein should be noitel yadayim, but without a bracha. And the Sefer Mati Yosef, when he says shnei ta'amim, what shnei ta'amim are we referring to? Achari is referring to one reason, al tzrach terume. One reason would be because we don't, so somebody doesn't come to eat truma without netilas yadayim, which would be matami the truma, and that's a big no-no. And the other reason would be nikius, for cleanliness purposes. One has to wash one's hands before eating. So it would appear that he holds that that if the tam is mishum srach turume, so if so, an einin is chayiv b'netil sidaim, since netil is mishum siyag, shalayav lidei isur, he shouldn't come to an isur and eat truma tumeya. The gam einin asir b'truma tumeya. But if the reason is because of Nikius, then we can say Netilas Yadayim is rak begeder mitzvah sheyochal b'nikius ve'oinein potur mi mitzvah v'ayin b'zeh v'pischi tshuva b'yoyredeya b'simen shin me'mal of siv kotin tal b'ruchas oinein v'agoin arav alef zayin mal goliois, He writes in Se'ivav, Ha'oinen patur mikol mitzvah saseh, aval mashu mitzvah lo saseh, after Rabbanan, Ha'oinen asur kmo ish acher. V'lachen im balecho pas, tzorech litol yoda, v'lo yivorech al netilas yadayim, kmo ish einem yivorech al moitzi, v'chein netilas yadayim shachris, nortol yoda v'gimu po'amim kidalkoi, v'eino im yivorech. And Ha'oinen is patur for all mitzvah saseh, where it's a mitzvah lo saseh, even the Rabbanan Oinin is also like anybody else, and if he wants to eat bread, he has to do Netilas Yadayim. He shouldn't make a bracha, just like he doesn't make a motzi. And also Netilas Yadayim Shachris, he washes his hands 3 times, kidarko, and he doesn't make a bracha. L'chori yesh l'tumoy al mashakosav, shafil shetzolch yitol yodav lo'yivarach al Netilas Yadayim, kom shayin yivarach hamoitzi. What's the chaya from hamoitzi? Birchas hamoitzi, he's not making because it's a birchas hanenin. And it's a mitzvah, and Oinin is part of a mitzvah, but since they were mechayiv him in a tilas yadayim, it's because it's begeder isul. So it emerges then that the Oinin was mitzvah in a tilas yadayim, and if so, lama lo yivarech al netilat yadayim kevan shechayav b'netila. Why shouldn't he make it? He's chayiv in a tilu, ma shestapek ha-knesses ha-gedoylem yivarech, v'chein ha-bilke Yosef masik sheyitol yodov, aval lo yivarech. And that he has, the Knesset HaGadol has a suffix if he should make a bracha. The Birka Yosef concludes he should be notel yadav v'lo yivarech. That's because they're not clear if an oinin is chayiv in etilas yadayim, and therefore ain levarech misafek shema habe bracha lebatole. But Rav Margolius brings a raya from Hamoitzi. What's the raya from Hamoitzi? Birchas Hanenin is a vaday a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah. So he's bevaday patur. Avantilat yadayim, maybe he should make a bracha. Again, if you're going to have a suffix whether or not to make a bracha on Atilas Yadayim, it's a suffix if he's chayv in Atilas Yadayim. But once he's chayv in Atilas Yadayim, why not make the bracha? No raya from Hamotzi, which is a mitzvah seseh, but here we're dealing with an iser. So it would appear to say pshat, bedas, moreno rav aleph, zayin margolios. I'm assuming is Nifter 52 years ago, 53 years ago, Tam Chacham Yerushalmi, Makoba Machavel Svarim. So, Pshat is in Pedato that Ventil Sidaim Yeshte Mitzvahs, one is the Etzim Natil Mishum Srach Tome, or Mishum Nikius. Now, in addition, there's Amiras Borocha on the Tilas Yadayim, Shechivu Chachamim Loimar Bochol Mitzvah. Like it says in the Gemara in Psochem, Adav Zayin on the base, Shechol HaMitzvahs Mevarech Aleihem Oiver La'asiyosam. The whole mitzvahs, you have to make a bracha on them before you do them. That an Oinin is Chayiv in a Tila, is Chayiv in a Tila. Since it's Asur Lecho Belo Netilas Yadayim, Mishum Srach Terume, so he doesn't come to eat Terume without Netilas Yadayim. So we say the same thing about since us to eat without netilah sidam mishum sach truma, therefore an oinin is chayv in netilah. But achila b'lo netilah is begeder isur, be isur gam ha'oinin mitzuve. But amiras habrocha on the tila is begeder mitzvah. Shamiras habrocha ain't a mishum srach tum. If you know it al yada, v'loi brocha, ain't bezem maise yisrael, shabit al mitzvah de rabbonin, shetzivu levorich ala mitzvahs. V'oinin mikeven shu potur min am mitzvahs, v'meila potur gam in mitzvahs amiras birchas on the tila siadayim. So once he's potur from mitzvahs, in other words, the natila part is iser. But the washing of the hands part, that's a mitzvah, and that he's potur from. And that he compared it to Birchas Hamoitzi, Shekamo Shepater mi Birchas Hamoitzi, Hol Shamiras Vamiras Hamoitzi, Haverak Begeder Mitzvah, so to his Pater from Birchas Hanatila, that's Begeder Mitzvah. Kein Ze Kosuv Besefer Bilke Yankif, Yankov Etlinger, Hosuka, Simon Tofre Shmem, Siv Katin Yates, She Oinein Pater Minetilat Yadayim, Mishum Shetzorech Maise Lito Yodov, Veloy Hevi Meachroinim Hanal, Meod Meanyen. Shabikura Yankov Potiroto Minatilat Yadayim, because he has to do a maisa, and he's pater from the Oinin is pater from doing maisim, but he doesn't bring all those achronim. And It's interesting in the Sefer Bikur Yankov, he writes that a tainis tzibur she'en bo maise gam oinein chayiv. But again, if you hold that it's an iser, then he's chayiv in etilas yadayim. ובאמת יש לעיין במה שמבואר בברכות שאונן אינה מברך המועצי, הוא כמבואר בשולחן ערוך ויורד היה בסימן שין מהמאלף, אלא הוא מבואר בגמרה בברכות, אסור לו לאדם שיענה מן העולם הזה ולא ברכה. בכל הנהנה מן העולם הזה ולא ברכה, מעל הוא כאילו נהנה מקדשי שמיים וגם כאילו גוזל הקדוש ברוך הוא וכנסת ישראל. So it emerges that when a person eats without ברכת הנהנים, he's moyel, he's goizel, ואם כן, הווה בגדר איסור. So why is an oinein potter from birchas hanenin? הלא באיסורים גם oinein חייב. אז נראה על פי מה שכתב רשי במסכת ברכות, so it's an iser. Eating without a bracha is an iser. So why should an oinein be potter? So it would appear, based on what Rashi says in brachas, כאילו גויזה לקדוש ברוך הוא, as birchoso. So it's mash when a person eats without a bracha, it's not like he's goizel the etzem and michael, he's goizel the bracha. So if an oinein is potter min ha-bracha, since he's potter min ha-mitzvah, v'meile, he's not the gedel goizel as ha-bracha, kevin shaloin is chayiv, v'avachin ma she'amru da'avei moyer, shenene mikot she'i shamayim, haynu kishen is chayiv b'bracha, ve'oichel b'loy bracha. Aval kishen potter mi'bracha, leka mi'ila. That there's mi'ila, it's only when he's chayiv in a bracha. When he's potter from a bracha, there's no mi'ila. Because the whole word of the bracha is, it's Lashem Aratz Meloa, Shemaim Shemaim Lashem, is it ours or is it God's? Before bracha, the Gemara says after bracha, before the bracha it's God's, after the bracha it's ours. But if a person is not mechuyev in a bracha, then it's his even without a bracha. Hashem gave it to him even without a bracha. So therefore an oinein would be poter. A ben noyach is mitzuva ala gezel, but he's allowed to eat without a bracha. So too an oinein would also be allowed to eat without a bracha. There's no gezel, there's no me'ila, if he's not chayiv in a bracha. And this is written in the Avnei Nezer and Oira Chaim in Simen Lamed Zayin, Ois Ches, Ayin Shavein Marsha Bebrochis, Shekatav, Shema Shepiresh Rashi, Shekozel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Et Birkotav, Ein Tzarich, Ela goizel mamish lakadosh baruch hu oisoi dover she'oichel v'nehneh mimenu. The Maharsha thinks it mit Rashi. The Maharsha argues with Rashi, and he says, "What's Rashi talking about? He's not stealing the bracha; he's stealing the food." But Rashi was muchach to say that he's stealing the bracha. Otherwise, how's it ben noyach allowed to eat without a bracha? So it must be, and if you eat food without a bracha, you're not stealing from God. That a goy is allowed to do. You're only stealing the bracha, and we're chayiv in brachas. A goy isn't chayiv in brachas. In the Gurari al Torah la Maral b'Parshas Kedoshim, he brings from the Ramban that he learns nenem and olam hazeh b'lei bracha goyzel haKadosh Baruch Hu is goyzel as ha-bracha. The Maral is masik goyzel as ha-pri. Ayin sham l'darko b'kodesh. Those who like Maral, how's it possible not to like the Maral? It's so gebaldik. ובאמת כדברי הרמב"ן מבואר ברש"י, that you're stealing the bracha, גוואלדיק. ויין בתשובות להורות נתן בחלק ד' בסימן כ"ב, ובלהורות נתן על התורה בפרשת קדושים באריכות, ובעיקר החקירה, אם נטילת ידיים הוא בגדר מצווה או בגדר איסור לאכול בלא נטילה, יש להעיר ממה שכתב הרמב"ם בספר המצוות, הרמב"ם writes, and say for mitzvahs in Sheresh Aleph, Daf Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph, Shetama ala behag, Shemana ben ha-mitzvot, Gam mitzvot rabbanan, Shemitzvot rabbanan shel ner chanukah, V'kriyat ha-megillah, V'tama dimken ha-elam lemnois gam netilas yadayim, L'mitzvahs eruv. So he says, one second, you're already being mine on the Tariag mitzvahs ner chanukah and kriyas ha-megillah. So what about netilas yadayim and eruv? We see in the Gemara those are also mitzvahs to rabbanan. Like we make a bracha on Mikra Megillah and on Ner Chanukah. This is all the Rambam speaking. Maim Rishainim Mitzvah. Vamru Maim Mitzvah. Amar Rabbi Mitzvah Lishmoy Divrei Chachamim. So it's the same category. You make a sheker to shana tzitzis semana on Chanukah. You make a sheker to shana tzitzis on kliyas hamegila. You should also make it on tefilas yadayim, because about Chanukah it says in the Gemara where the heichan sivanu lo sasser. So here also a tzirik to shana tzitzis sivanu lo sasser. The Gemara says mitzvah shavat derechamim. So why then don't you enumerate tefilas yadayim as part of the tarryag mitzvah also b'hak? That's the Rambam's hasoge, and the Ramban writes about him the yashev divrei b'hak shema shekshah me'inyan tefilat yadayim. Hine ein netilat yadayim lechulin mishum mitzvah shechetshu asofrim. It's a gzeira mishum truma, like it says there, ein netilat yadayim lechulin, ela mishum srach truma. And by truma itself, it's a gzeira miyut ches dover shegazru boi b'yoyim. B'shabis, af yud gimel amet beis. Aval ha'oichel truma, betumas, haguf. If you ate truma, betumas yadayim, it's midir abona. But if you ate truma, betumas haguf, it's min ha'toyro. And they already enumerated the Isser not to eat, it's already enumerated in the 613 not to eat Truma Betuma. Whether it's Tuma Shel Torah, Tuma Shel Seifrim. Uma Shemru Od. This is all the Ramban talking. Ramban kotev, ומה שאמרו, ועוד, משום מצווה, ופרש הבאי מצווה לשמוע דברי חכמים, היא המצווה הזו בעצמה, שראו להאכיל הכל בטהרה. אמר תחילה שאינו על הסרח שנהגו ונסרחו בה מפני שראו אוכלי תרומה, נוטלים ידיים, וחזר ואמר, ועוד שציוו חכמים כן משום גזירת את תרומה. רבי פירש שיש עוד סמך מדרש לדברי תורה, ומצווה לשמוע, כי דברי רב אלעזר בן ערך, תכתיב, וכל אשר ייגע בו עזה, וידיו לא שטף במים. אמר רב אלעזר בן ערך, מכם סמכו יחכמים לנטילת ידיים מן התורה. ומכל מקור מפני הטומאה גזרו. והכל גזרו. תדע שהרי החמירו בדבר שטיבולו במשכין, והכל חוזר לגזירת טומאה בדבריהם הצריכים להאכל בטהרה. ואם תואר שאולם אותה מצווה שהם מברכים עליה משק לשנו מצוותיו, תדע בתזכיר שאין זה אצל בעלי הלכות מצווה שטמנה, שנטלת ידיים אין מצוותה בחיוב כלל, לא הטילו חכמים על אדם שיטול ידיו כלל ולאכול, והנוטל 10 פעמים ביום ואוכל, אין לזה מצווה יותר מזה. אבל אלו היתר והכשר האיסור כן. דומה למצוות שחיטה, שתקנו בה נמי וציוונו על השחיטה ודקדקו בה, למה לשחוט לא סגיד ולא שחיד, ואומר דידן לא סגיד אליו יהיו שחיד, ואת זה בעל הלכות לא בא במניין המצוות עשה, אלא מצוות שהן קום ועשה שעשייתם מצווה עלינו, אבל כשאין באות מכוח שבע על תעשה, ואין בשביטתם מצווה ועשייתם, הן באות לא בחשבון. אז מה שהרמב"ן אומר פה הוא ש... the mitzvah of netilas yadayim is because of tumah, because of tuma. So you don't come to eat truma without netilas yadayim. First, the Gemara says misum srach tumah, that nagu v'nisrchu ba. In other words, they were drawn to it because they saw that oichle truma were not al yadayim. And then the Gemara says that Sivu Chacham Nizol Gemara Nchulin Adav Kuvov Mishum Gzeira De Truma, that it's a Gzeira, you shouldn't come to eat Truma. And without Netilas Yadayim. First it says Srach Truma, and then it says Mitzvah. And then the Gemara says, what's the Mitzvah? Mitzvah Lishmoa, Divrei Chachamim. That's how the Ramban is learning Pshat in the Gemara when it says mitzvah. And then right there it says that it's a mitzvah l'shmo k'divrei Rebbe Elazar ben Arach. And Rebbe Elazar ben Arach learns from the Pasuk in the Torah. He finds a smach. V'chol asher yiga bo hazav v'yadav lo yishotav b'mayim. So this is a smach m'netilas yadayim in HaTorah. Obviously it's talking about hazav. But nevertheless, from here, samchu netilas yadayim in HaTorah. V'chol asher yiga bo hazav v'yadav lo yishotav b'mayim, etc. V'tomei ad ha'olim. So from there it's a smach for Netilas Yadayim and a Torah, it's an asmachta. But the bottom line is that it's all in the category of tumah, and they're not going to make it a separate mitzvah of netilas yadayim. We already have the yisur of tumah; it's included in the yisur of there's tumas not to be metame truma, and all tumas are included in that. But when it comes to the mitzvah of netilas yadayim, that's not a mitzvah. You're not a better Jew if you wash your hands 3 times a day or 8 times a day. Maybe a person has more OCD if he's constantly washing his hands. Lo aleinu. But that's not a healthy behavior. So why then is one washing one's hands before and eats? Because it's a hechsher. It's not a mitzvah. It's a hechsher. It's that he's not doing it. It's just like shechita. There's no mitzvah to shecht. If you want to eat, you shecht. If you want to eat, you do netilas yadayim, but you can't call it a mitzvah. Therefore, it's not going to be nimna of a minyan of mitzvahs. So that is the chidush. That is the mahalach of the Ramban as to why the Bahag wasn't moine. The Ramban, Rambam is bothered. Why is the Bahag not moine? If he's already moine until Sidai, Chanukah and Purim, why is it until Sidai? And the Rambam says, because it's all out tuma. It's a hechsher that you shouldn't become tame. You shouldn't be metame the food. Can't include because he shouldn't ultimately come to be metame truma. But it's not a positive mitzvah. It's just to avoid tuma. In the Megillas Esther, he is matzdik, he justifies the question of the Rambam and the Bahag. And he writes that Masha Kosam Heshiva Ramban Anatilas Yadaim Ki Miachar Shelo Gazru Ki Im Bnei Tuma Reu Bechlal Lav Shelo Lechol Tuma B'Tuma Eino Nira Beinai Sheisur De Rabbanan Yikanes Bechlal Lav Shel Torah. That the Ramban answers Anatilas Yadaim, that it's only Alts Tuma, and therefore it's included in the Lav not to eat Truma Bituma, right? That's what the Ramban said at first. He started off by saying it's included in the Din of Tuma. And then he adds on the whole word that it's only Hechsher. But it's included in the Indian of Tuma's Truma, not to be Metame Truma. Eino nira be'einai, ze lo nira li ka'umera Megillat Esther, that an Isul de Rabbonon should be included in a lav of Torah. The Isra Torah is not the truma betuma, but not non-truma. So don't tell me that the Isra Derabbanan is including the lav shel Torah. Vod the lav mishum tuma nagu b'ashim ken abalecho yitztorech tvile. Al mishum nekius te truma kdei shelo tiyah nem eses lo ichleha ukerashi Shabbos daf yadalet amad aleph ayin sham. And also, it's not because of tumah, because if it's because of tumah, then a person should have to be toivel before he eats. You want to tell me about tumah? So you have to go to mikvah before you eat? And we know that you don't have to go to mikvah before you eat. Rather, it's because of nikius de tumah, kedol shalotia nim eses la'ichleha. It shouldn't be ma'us. It shouldn't be disgusting to those who eat it. As Rashi says in Mesechet Shabbos, and Daf Yudalid Amud Aleph. There it says, V'hayadayim, ma shegazru al stam yadayim sheposlot et atruma, b'nei sheyadayim askaniyot hem, v'adam nogea behem bepsaro, he touches unclean things, and it's a gnai de truma. And Rashi says, ונמאס לאוכלים כשנוגע בידיים מסואבות. And it's disgusting for people when truma is touched with unclean hands. So it's lav mishum tuma. Netilas yadayim is an alts tuma. For that you'd need tvila, but rather not to cause mius on the food. מה שהקשה רמבן, that it's not a chiyuv. Ramban אומר שזה לא חיוב. ולא יטילו חכמים על אדם שיטול ידיו כלל ולאכול. So it's not included in the mitzvahs because it wasn't incumbent upon the person. Okay. It says the Sefer Maganitz, the Tuvah on the Sefer mitzvahs, מכל מקום אם ירצה לאכול, חייב ליטול ידיו. Still, if he wants to eat, he still has to do it. So from the Ramban it would appear that he learns the Netilas Yadayim ain't not a gedel mitzvah greida. אלא בגדר איסור שעיקרו משום גזרת שמידה. זה נהוד, that it's not a mitzvah primarily. It's an איסר שעיקרו משום גזרה דתרומה, והנטילה היתר והכשר האיסור הם. And he holds that נטילה is a heter and a hechsher not to be over on the yisr. Vilo haramban shekshah la bahag. The Rambam lasts in the bahag that you should have the shitascha, you should have included natil in the mitzvahs. He learns that natil sidaim lechul nikara lav mishum gzera. It's not just a gzera atu truma, but rather it's mishum nikius, and therefore it's begeder mitzvah mechudeshes, because the Rambam in the 8th parak of Avos Hatum and Halacha Chetz writes, Shloima yamelchu beis dinoi gazru al kol hayadayim sheyu shniot ve'af al pi shelo yada bevaday shenitmu mipnei sheyadayim askaniyot. So all yadayim have a din of sheni l'tuma, and even though you don't know if you touch tuma, the hands get busy. Since the hands get busy, so you have to wash them. Ve'lo gazal shlomo al hayadayim tumah l'kodesh, but the gzeira was only to eat kodesh, and then the chachamim were gozer for tumah. And therefore, you need natil asidayim for trume. Kosev alav aravid, v'achakach gazru al achilas chulin shetzarech natil asidayim. So the ravid is masik on the Rambam, and then goes our chulin. Where's the chulin? So the Kesef Mishnah says she'en mizet tfisa al Rambam. Rambam, there's no chap on the Rambam here. There's no kash on the Rambam, because she'en kan makom din natil lechulin. It's brachas. That's where the Rambam writes it. That's the proper place. ובלכות ברכות בפרק וב הלכה א', הרמב״ם כותב, כל האוכל הפת שמברכים עליו המוציא צריך נטילת ידיים תחילה וסוף, ואף על פי שהיא פת חולין, ואף על פי שאין ידיו מלוכלכות ואין יודע להם תומה, לא יאכל עד שיתו שתי ידיו. כל המטל ידיו בין לאכילה, בין לקריאת שמע, בין לתפילה, מברך תחילה אשר קדישנו במצוותיו וציוונו על נטילת ידיים, שזו מצוות חכמים שנצטווינו מן התורה, לשמוע מהם שנאמר על פי התורה אשר יורוך. מאוד מעניין. הרמב״ם כאן כותב ברכות ברכות בפרק ו' הלכה א', that if somebody eats pas, you make hamoitzian, you need to tilis yadayim. And even though it's pas chulin, and even though your hands are not dirty, and they're not tummy, you're not eating until you wash both your hands. Anybody who washes his hands, sigh for eating, sigh for kriya shema, sigh for tefillah, makes the bracha of asher kedushan v'sanol tilis yadayim. This is mitzvah chachamim, shenitztaveinu min ha-torah, to listen to the chachamim. As it says, al pi ha-torah, asher yorucha. ולא יזכיר טעם נטילה לחולין משום סרח תרומה. He doesn't mention the סרח תרומה part. So it's mashma that he learns that the ikar reason is al tznikius. Like he writes in Hilchos Avos Hatuma, yadayim askanios, and therefore al tznikius, he has to wash his hands. He doesn't mention anything about the chulin, about truma. And he connects it to Kriyash Mantfila. Kriyash Mantfila around Nikius, Rambam Perik Dala Mihochus Tfila Alacha Beis. And therefore the Rambam doesn't mention Ochus Avos Hatuma Menetil Sidaim Lechulin, Kakushas Haravid, because he learns that Menetil Sidaim Lechulin is primarily because of Nikius and not because of the Gzeira Atu Truma. ואין בסמג שמיים ראשונים מצווה מפני שני תאומים, אחד מפני סרח תרומה, ואחד שמצווה לשמוע דברי חכם שתקנו משום נקיוס. And there's an אסמך from the פסק, וסקדשתם אלו מיים ראשונים. So, that's דאס הרמב״ם, דייק רכי ובזאת נקיוס. And therefore he's makshan the בהג, that you should be moinet, בין המצווה, סתה במצווה מחודשס, like חנק and מגילה, it's not snikius, it's not just exeder. The Ramban holds that it's a heter v'hechsher iser. So you're not over on any iser. It's a siyag, so memela, there's no, not going to enumerate it as a separate mitzvah. According to the Rambam, it's mamish a mitzvah. Mishum nikius. So according to the Bahag, you should enumerate it. ומה שהביא בספר מגילס אסתר, שם מרשי בשבס, שנטילס ידיים בתרום עליו משום תומה, אלא משום נקיוס, לשון רשי, we read it before, ונויגים בבשרו ומוקם תינופס וגנאי לתרום וכך, ונימוס לא איכלם כשנוגע בו בידיים מסוי אובויס. ורבי סיינו מפורשים חיישין את שם הנוגו ידו בתומה ונתמה, וקשי לי אם כן נכו שם הנוגו באובה תומה ונמצא ראשון ויתאמנה. ועוד מיישנה ידיים לחודאי, ובכל גופוי נגזור ובשור תרום השם, נגו ידיו בתומה ונתמה כל גופוי, ועוד לא יתיסקי לי בנטילה, אלא בתבילה. So Rashi has a whole slew of kashas, you hold that it's mamish mishum tumah. So maybe he touched an av, and he's a rishon. His whole body is a rishon. And and then if the and if he's mamish tameh, if he touched an ava tuma, and he becomes tameh, so then his whole body becomes tameh. Then why don't we make him do tefila? Why is netila enough? So it can't be alts tuma, because if it's alts tuma, then netila sedayim wouldn't suffice. And then his whole body should be metame truma. If he touched an av, and he becomes a rishon, so then his whole body should become tame. Anything that touches truma will be metame the truma. So Rashi doesn't buy that reason. Rashi says it's alts nekius. V'apizek katav b'sefer megilas Esther. Shemashigazu natil sedaim lohay mishum shemen nitmu yadaim nimtzo echad truma truma shemis v'day shemayim. Dimkein yitzdarich litbo kol aguf. Shemitmu yadaim nitma kol aguf. Elashim shestam yadaim askani yisheim. And they touch dirty things. V'nemeses b'achilas haso. Based on this, we can understand the Gemara in Chulin. Netilas yadayim lechulin pnei srach truma. Void mishum mitzvah, amai mitzvah, amar bai mitzvah l'shma adirei chacham. And Tosfos says, v'im tomer v'alos srach truma tiknua, mishum srach truma tiknua, v'im kein mai v'oid, it's srach truma, what's the oid mitzvah l'shma adirei chacham? V'yishlo mish tikin mishum nikius. So Tosfos adds the reason in nikius. L'chor yesh l'tmo, it's hard to understand. So v'ikir chasr menasei, for the Gemara never mentions anything about nikius. Our Bams is very good because Srach Truma is also Alts Nikius, like Rashi writes in Shabbos Daf Yudali. Rashi writes that they were Goizer Natil Sidaim for Truma because Vinoigim Bisor Mokum Tinovis Vikumaila Truma Bekach Vinimas Loichlin Kishoichlin Vidaim Bisoavos. So therefore, they were Goizer Natil Sidaim Truma. When your hands touch truma, it's nikius. Srach truma is mishum nikius. Umash amru netilas yadayim lechulin mishum srach truma. Right, Rashi doesn't hold it's real tuma. If it's real tuma, Rashi has his kashas, then maybe the whole body is tummy if he touches an av. Umash amru netilas yadayim lechulin mishum srach truma. Hainu shegazru netilas yadayim gam bechulin sheyehe benikius mishum srach truma. So the Srach Truma is that the when you eat chulin, you eat benikius, so that you eat truma benikius. And then the Gemara adds, "Mishum mitzvah l'shmo divrei chachamim tzivu, shegam chulin atzma yochel benikius, ulorak mishum gzera atu truma. Ela the mitzvika shegam chulin baatzma tei benikius, mishum viskadashtim." So first, it's alts truma, then you should eat truma benikius, and then the Gemara says that you should eat even chulin b'nikius al tzvis kadashtem. And the Gemara didn't have to mention nikius because srach truma is al tznikius. And the Prima Gadim is romes to this in Orachayim Simikuf Lenches. Mashakosev Rashi, Bishabis, Dafidalad, Amid Aleph, the Gazer Natilis Yadayim, Lachilas Truma, Mishum the Yadayim Askanios, Viginai Lit Truma Bekach, Venimas Laoichlin, Kshenogeba, the Yadayim Missoy Ovois, Lachori Gisel Medina, Yanalada, Bigorim Shloyochalas Truma. The Rambam writes, Perikid Bez Milchas Truma Salach Aleph, And now that it be mitame truma, so mitame is a truma kashar kachin. And it says in the Mishnah and Shrumas, you know, it'll be ma'abed the truma, cause it to get ruined. Shuvas abnei milu, we discussed in the past, a very fascinating tshuva. Ein mevatlan iser lechatchila min ha'Torah, when it comes to truma, because you're ma'abed the truma, so there's no bittel. Don't be mevatel truma, because then you're being ma'av, you're destroying truma when you cause it bittul, when you are mevatel et b'chulin. V'ayin b'sefer asfin do'i ra'isa v'klal tesvav. U'lefi zeh, ma shekatav Rashi, sh'gnayu l'truma k'shenimas l'oichlin, k'shenoger ba b'yadayim m'soyavois. That Rashi says, it's a gnay for truma, when it's most for eating, when he touches it with dirty hands, and he doesn't say that it's Aser Medina because you're destroying Truman, you're over on the essay of Mishmeres Tul Moisai, because even if he wants to eat it, and he's not Mak, but it's also Aser because, as Rashi says, it's a Gnai for the Truma. But if Imamish causes it to be ruined, then it's an Isur Daraisa. So, Baruch Hashem, anachnu zachinu l'lmod harbei dvarim ma'anyanim, ובעזרת השם אנחנו נמשיך, אני מקווה, בסדרת השיעורים שלנו בנושא נטילת ידיים. And we will see more nefilos mitoras Hashem. So please stay tuned. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.